Friends, we know how retail banking is functioning in banks, various banks in India. Now, here is a time taking into consideration the technology, development in technology, and certain reforms that have been taken place worldwide. It is a time to compare the India's retail banking space with the global perspective. In other countries, how the retail banking is functioning, what is their strength, what is their weakness, what is their power to drive the retail banking. So our objective in this chapter 17 is to understand major retail banking models which are adopted in leading global markets, compare the regulatory framework, analyze how the global trend in open banking, neo banking, and embedded finance, or maybe AI-driven banking shapes the customer experience, identify the strategic lessons in Indian retail banks, and that can adopt the global pioneers. So our simple structure is retail banking model, to discuss retail banking model around the world, comparative analysis of the global retail banking models, and lessons for the Indian retail banks and the global risk challenges in retail banking. This is limited structure where we are focusing upon. Retail banking has evolved significantly across the world due to digitalization, open banking reform, then changing the customer behavior, rising the expectation for personalization, technology-driven innovation, etc., etc. So, understanding the global model allows the Indian banks to benchmark the internal or international best practices and adopt the relevant strategy. Retail banking models around the world. These models around the world has evolved under very different regulatory environment. Each country has got its regulatory environment different. Competitive landscape and ecosystem and technological ecosystem is also different in almost every country. While some countries follow the bank-led model and some others have fintech-driven model, some have open banking-driven model, and some have super app-driven financial systems. Retail banking model in United States. One by one, we'll just see. In United States, what happens? The model, it represents a market-driven, credit-centric retail banking ecosystem is there. So, over 5,000 banks and the credit unions, they are making it as one of the world's most diverse banking market. And some banks like JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citibank, Wells Fargo, etc., they are dominated by the major nationalized banks, major national banks. Strong fintech presence is there in Chime, SoFi, and PayPal, Robinhood. Key characteristic in US consists of credit-centric system. There is a digital banking adoption and payment system consists of dominated by cards, Visa or MasterCards, and ACS, that is FedNow 2023 support, faster transfers. Regulatory landscapes consist of complex but multiple regulations by Federal Reserve. Strong consumer protection norms are there. And the strength of US retail banking is advanced credit product, deep analytics and bureau systems, mature fintech ecosystems. And their weakness is high fees for the consumers, fragmented regulation, slower growth of real-time payments as compared to Asia. Now, retail banking model in United Kingdom, UK. This is the model which is known globally as a pioneer of open banking and digital challenge banks. Open banking leadership based on PSD2, that is European Union Payment Service Directives. This is API-based data sharing between banks and the third-party providers, overseen by the Open Banking Implementation Entity, OBIE. The market structure is that the traditional banks consist of HSBC, Lloyds, Barclays and NatWest, and newer banks are Monzo, Revolut and Sterling banks. Key characteristic of European banks consist of, it is 100% digital onboarding. Digital first, 100% digital onboarding. Then there will be real-time notification. Then strong regulatory framework. They have a FCA ensure that strict compliance and anti-fraud systems. Then open banking payment, that is PIS, the account-to-account, A2A, payment bypassing the card network. And their strength is most mature open banking ecosystem globally in European retail banking. Strong fintech competition and high customer satisfaction in challenger banks. And their weakness is many new banks face profitability challenges and high compliance and regulatory cost is their weakness. Now, retail banking model in Singapore. Let us go to the Singapore. Regulatory leadership is a MAS, M-A-S, that is Monetary Authority of Singapore. Monetary Authority of Singapore, like how we have Reserve Bank of India. Likewise, they have Monetary Authority of Singapore, that is MAS. We call it as RBI, they call it as a MAS. So they set the clear digital banking guidelines. It operates regular sandbox, issues the digital full bank and digital wholesale bank. Okay, licenses. This authority issues. Market structure, DBS Bank, OCBC and UOB. These are some of the banks which are under retail banking. And digital banks consist of Grab Signal Bank, C-Money and digital banks. The characteristic feature of retail banking in Singapore consists of high digital penetration, near universal internet and smartphone adoption. Banks deliver end-to-end digital onboarding and lending and investment. BaaS, that is banking as a service leadership, is there. So banks provide API to integrate the banking into platforms like Grab. Strong wealth management is there. Then their strength is clear regulatory pathway, world-class customer experience, strong cybersecurity standard. Weakness is extremely competitive and saturated market and small domestic population limits the scale. Retail banking model in China. Let us go to the China. We are now nowadays talking about China, no? So let us say, there are two giants in China. It's a big tech banking. Ant Group, that is Alipay, and Tencent, that is WeChat Pay, controls the majority of mobile payments. Here, the super app ecosystem is there in China. Banking is embedded inside. So messaging apps, e-commerce platform, mobility apps, food delivery and lifestyle services are under super app ecosystem. AI-based credit innovations are there. Ant's Jima Credit, that is social plus financial behavioral scoring. Instant micro loans to the consumer and SMEs. Digital yuan, that is ECNY, like how we have e-rupee, digital rupee, like our digital rupee is there. One of the world's largest CBDC pilot in China, that is ECNY, integrated into everyday transactions. The QR-dominated payment culture and offline QR payment widespread into urban and rural regions. The strength of Chinese retail banking is massive scale, extreme convenience through the super apps, deep integration of artificial intelligence into financial services, and their weakness is data privacy concern, high regulatory intervention since 2021, and limits on the big tech lending powers. Comparison is given here. You may refer it subsequently. So, implication for India. Now, all this US, Europe, European, Singapore, China. We have seen four. So India stands at intersect of these global models, but with its own unique advantage. UPI, world's leading real-time payment, account aggregator, evolving open banking, Ocean ULI, innovative lending rails, CBDC pilot, progressing rapidly, and fintech collaboration, it is a strong expanding. India's model is becoming global hybrid, combining China's scale, UK's open banking, Singapore's regulatory clarity, and US-style credit innovation. This comparative study of all the four countries with their model type, key driver, primary strength, and major limitations are given here for your better comparison and understanding how the retail banking is functioning in those countries. Now, drivers of differences across the countries. What are the drivers? Regulatory philosophy. Number one, US is a market first. UK is a consumer protection. Singapore is a pro-innovation regulator. And China, it is state controlled. In India, it is balanced infrastructure led. Digital public infrastructure, if you see, India stands out with UPI, AA, DigiLocker, EKYC, Ocean, ULI, improving the accessibility. Big tech involvement consists of dominant in China, emerging in the US, and limited in India due to RBI caution. Consumer behavior is a credit driven in US, digital savvy in UK and Singapore, and super app depending upon China, UPI first in India. What makes the India retail banking model unique? Number one, China's scale UPI, super app partnership, UK's open banking inspiration and AA framework, Singapore's regulatory clarity in UPI, UBDC, CBDC roadmap, and US styles credit innovation, UPI credit lines, fintech scoring. India's ecosystem is hybrid global model, and it combines all these what individual countries have taken into consideration. Additionally, India benefits from digital public good, public-private collaboration, and regulations-led discipline, and financial inclusion focus. Lessons for the Indian retail banking is that the 10 strategic lessons. Lesson 1, adopt UK-style open banking and accelerate data-driven retail banking. Number 2, lesson 2 is emulate Singapore's banking as a service boss excellence. Lesson number 3, learn from China's super app model for embedded finance. Number 4, build US style advanced credit in risk management model. Lesson 5, strengthen the AI governance and transparency global benchmark, European Union and UK. Lesson number 6, enhance the customer experience to the global standard. Prepare for CBD. Lesson number 7, prepare for CBDC and tokenized banking ecosystem. Lesson number 8 is a focus on cybersecurity and digital trust. Lesson number 9, boost the financial inclusion using the hybrid approaches. And the next one will be in China. Rural penetration grew through the QR payments, microcredit, and digital literacy. Lesson number 10 is built a strong bank fintech partnership, learning from the UK and Singapore. Fintech brings the innovation and banks bring the trust. That is why there is their regulatory strength. So global risk challenges in retail banking consist of cybersecurity threat, digital fraud, data privacy, ethics, and ethical use of customer data. Regulatory complexity is a compliance burden, and the challenges are many, that is overlapping regulatory agencies, frequent updates of the digital lending, complex cross-border financial regulations, ensuring compliance in rapidly evolving fintech partnership. Competition from the fintech and big tech is the digital divide, financial exclusion, digital divide and financial exclusion. Challenges consist of low digital literacy, limited smartphone access, language barriers, lack of trust in digital system, and rural connectivity gaps. macroeconomic geopolitical uncertainty is always there, and risk is there that interest rate fluctuation, inflation affecting the loan repayment capacity, currency volatility, geopolitical tension impacting the capital market. Operational technology risk consists of challenges, system outage, cloud migration, then third-party dependency, and legacy system integration or interaction with the modern platform. Profitability pressure is always on there and on digital neobanks. It causes the free or low-cost product, high acquisition cost, limited lending portfolio, and then regulatory constraints on deposit use. Ethical responsibility consists of there are certain issues under ethical and responsible AI challenges. These issues consist of bias in credit scoring model, opaque in decision making, use of non-traditional data, data leading to unfair outcomes, lack of transparency to customers, and risk payment infrastructure. As countries adopt a real-time digital payment, new risk emerges. Challenges consist of instant fraud, high volume driven system strain, interoperability issue, and merchant onboarding and KYB, that is know your business, fraud. CBDC risk and challenges consist of operational risk, economic risk, social risk. And with this, we conclude our discussion on this topic. So thank you very much. After comparing global models of retail banking in different countries, hope you understood where we stand. Thank you very much.